From the WABE newsroom, there is still a lot we don't know about the sun, for instance. Why does it get hotter as you move away from it? Well, a Georgia State University professor is trying to answer that question and others. And as WABE's Molly Samuel reports, he traveled to the South Pole to do it.
It makes sense to study the sun from the bottom of the world, says Georgia State professor Stuart Jeffries.
Primarily because we can get to see the sun 24 hours a day.
Since it never sets during the summer at the South Pole. Jeffries is down there now, and we talked over a satellite phone, which is why he's a little quiet here.
Yeah, no, the station's literally at the South Pole.
Jeffries is studying gravity waves that move through the sun to learn more about its interior and that question of why the sun's corona is hotter than its center.
So this is a little bit like being in front of a fireplace and then walking away from the fire and it's getting hotter.
This is one of the big mysteries about our solar system, and he hopes his measurements will shed some light on the question. Jeffries has been studying the sun since the late 80s. He's been to the South Pole several times, and he says being there never gets old.
Most of the horizon, there's nothing on it, and you're looking at, you've got all the ice, and it's just glinting at you.
I asked him what he thought of us back here in Atlanta, preparing frantically for what turned out to be just a little bit of snow earlier this month. He says, actually, they don't get much snow down there either. Antarctica is a desert, but they are stocked up on food, way more than just bread and milk to last a weekend.
It's like going into a Costco or something with just food everywhere.
Jeffries is working at the South Pole through the end of this month. Next year, he plans to bring students with him for the first time. Molly Samuel, WABE News.